Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. Mishnah Gimel continues with our discussion of things that are Asur Derbanan on Shemitah, and for therefore have no Tosefes Shavuos and can be done all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. It's important to note that the exact definition of all of the things in this parak are quite important because of how we do actual Shemitah, how we observe Shemitah, and there are, in many cases are differences of opinion among the Rishonim about what exactly we're talking about. For our purposes, it's sufficient for us to understand at least one version so that we know more or less what the Mishnah is saying. Well, more rather than less what the Mishnah is saying. But the halachic disagreements over these things actually quite relevant for those that observe Shemitah. So, our Mishnah continues. Misaklin ad Rosh Hashanah. You are allowed to clear stones from a field all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. That's preparing the field for work, but it's not actually doing any work itself, and therefore you're allowed to do that all the way up to Shemitah. You can't do it on Shemitah itself, because it looks like you're working your field. Mekarsimin, you are permitted to prune dry branches. Mizardin, you are permitted to prune back live branches. Mefaslin, you're allowed to clean up the tree by removing the dead stuff. Ad Rosh Hashanah, you can do these things all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. Again, these things are Asur Derabanan on Shemitah, and therefore they are permitted up until Shemitah. Now, this is actually these things in this Mishnah are actually the subject of the three machlokas. The Tanna Kamma, who we've already just discussed, says you can do these things all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehoshua is more lenient. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Kezeruda uchafisula shel chamishis, kach shel shishis. Just like your pruning and cleaning up of the fifth year continues into the sixth year and you're allowed to keep doing it, so too the pruning and cleaning up of the tree of the sixth year continues into the seventh year and that's fine. You can keep doing it. There's no problem. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, is more machmir. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kolzman Sha'ani Rishai Ba'avodas Ha'ilan, Rishayani Bafisulo. I can do these four things, and he specifically mentions the cleaning up, but it applies to all four. I can do these things only during the time that I'm allowed to do Avodas Ha'ilan, that I'm allowed to work on the tree, which we know is up to Shavuos. So as long as I'm allowed to do that, allowed to like plow around the tree, etc., which is up to Shavuos, then I can do all these things. But once Shavuos passes, these things can no longer be done.